Good morning, 640 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's good to have you with us on this Tuesday morning. Joining us by phone, we have Brad Baker. He is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Every time we have a committee meeting on Monday, we like to have Brad on to give us a little recap of what's going on in the county or what's going to go on Thursday after they actually vote. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good to have you. Hey, before we get to yesterday's meeting, something did happen yesterday in Santa Rosa County that maybe didn't quite get everybody's attention, but I'm sure some people, particularly those who build homes, may have noticed, which is we have all of a sudden impact fees are in place. Is that right?
That is correct. That started, went into effect yesterday. The board voted on it several months back, and of course you have to have an advertisement time frame to notify everyone, and that was the date we set to meet that statutory requirement. So, yeah, we started collecting those yesterday for anybody who pulling a building permit.
And now this is, remind me where it landed, because I can remember the conversation and the discussion. I don't remember what the end result was. Is it still by type of property? Is it by property value? What were the categories that changed what you paid for in terms of an impact fee?
Yeah, it's for any new construction or a significant remodel that you're adding capacity. And it is for commercial as well. I can't remember the exact rates on the commercial, but the residential is just over $1,600. I think it's $1,636.
Okay.
And, that has to align with our capital improvement plan, and then we have to utilize those funds to do capacity improvement projects. You know, that could be intersection improvements, turn lanes, obviously adding lanes or width on roads, et cetera.
And that's, again, specifically for transportation and specifically for new construction, commercial and residential. And that started today. Very good. So something, I'm sure the developers are aware. The ordinary citizens may or may not be aware just yet. And that's why I wanted to make sure that people did know that was happening. You guys just continue to do economic development. I know that industrial park right off of 87 by I-10. I took a drive through there the other day. And, I mean, it's just an enormous number of things are going on in there. Before we get into the new ones, just for a quick refresher, what are the things that are already going in there that everybody knows about that are sort of like the brand name projects?
Yes, yeah, so you have the biggest building out there that's under construction right now is Buffalo Rock. And then you have Hershey's Ice Cream. Their distribution is out there. Damon's Ice Cream. The new one that they just broke ground on, remember the parent company's name, but it's basically Nabisco Products.
Okay.
And, Lavelle is our a medical service provider. They provide a lot of medical equipment for the VA contract and stuff like that. Their distribution is out there, primarily distribution in that new area. And, of course, if you go just north of there, northeast of there, you've got the new infrastructure going in, which is where our wastewater treatment facility is going to land. And then we've already got some really commitments and some big clients coming in there, which haven't been named yet and solidified everything. But, yeah, lots of exciting growth coming to that area. Then we've got the other one over off of Garson Point that we're investing in just south of the Stuckey's there. A distribution facility is looking to come in there. You got the Amazon place up in the other industrial park.
That's the one on Highway 90, right? The long-standing one.
Highway 90, yeah. Yep. Gulf Cable's continuing to invest in our community and looking to expand. So, I mean, there's just a lot of economic activity going on, which is a good thing. You know, all of these, especially these Triumph fundings, they're committing to bringing X number of jobs in at a typically 115% or more of our average wage in the area. So that's a good thing, bringing jobs for our kids and our grandkids to be able to get here in Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, Shannon Ogletree, who is your director of economic development, has been doing an okay job. It's all right. I wanted to also mention that, you have a Project Turbo Project Tungsten. These are undisclosed as yet what they are exactly. There's some kind of a medical facility or something maybe coming in. I mean, there's a lot of even future stuff. And I know Shannon loves the names and always comes up with interesting ones. But you were going to say something when I kind of interrupted you with traffic.
Well, we talk about, you know, doing things before it's needed and, you know, planning ahead and all that, which, by the way, we can also talk. We are doing a District 2 master plan, which includes all that area that our industrial parks are in. But, you know, someone was asking me at the groundbreaking the other day, like, hey, this property stayed vacant so long. Wasn't this a controversial property the board engaged in, you know, several decades ago? And, yes, that's right. I mean, economic development takes time. It takes investment. We were able to put all the infrastructure into those parks and get them certified and do FPL or Gulf Power at the time. And that makes these people want to come here. Obviously, our location being right on I-10 is very helpful. But this was property the board bought, I don't remember the exact year, many years ago with a lot of controversy. But now it's paying off for the county.
And speaking of that, you kind of mentioned that some of this stuff has to do with the wastewater treatment plant that you guys are building. The board also, in the special zoning meeting a week and a half ago, approved Milton for a conditional use to proceed with their wastewater treatment plant. But you guys are already, you know, giving sort of somewhat permission of wastewater capacity to other facilities, like the medical facility one that's coming, right? That still is, a you know, not publicly disclosed yet, but in that, like, that zone of activity, right?
That's correct, and we have some capacity that we had worked, negotiated a deal with the city of Milton on a current plan. As everybody knows, it's that capacity. Well, we have some that has been saved for economic growth. So, you know, this group of folks that are looking to bring some medical facilities out to East Milton ask for that capacity because it's a little bit further north than what we're looking to give capacity on our planned plant that is, you know, we're in the early phases, but looking to have that online by the end of 26 or the first quarter of 27 at the latest. So
oh, that's pretty fast.
We needed
okay.
to give capacity. Yeah, we needed to give capacity on that we had allocated for economic growth. So that was a board action yesterday. And it is pretty fast, but now it's not the same plant that the city of Milton plans to
right.
build. You know, they're going to build one that's up to $8 million. We're looking at the ability to go to $1 million and considering what it would look to go to $2 million. But the first phase of that is a half a million gallons a day, which we think will serve all our economic growth plus some residential growth in that District 2 area, and we'll factor all that into the master plan that we've got going on right now.
Very good. And for people who may not be familiar, you know, when you hear him say limits or capacity, you know, if you cannot provide sewer for a building or for a business, they can't build. And we're, like, really managing the capacity of the sewer wastewater treatment plants in order to make it possible, and that's why we have to be expanding on both of those, both the one the county's doing and the one that the city is at least, you know, saying that they're intending to do. Hey, last quick thing for you, Brad. I saw a note that had to do with the Navarre Beach Causeway having reduced lanes, restricted lanes, something or other. Is this in connection with the toll plaza thing, or is this in connection with doing the repairs and rehabilitation of the bridge, or is this something completely unrelated to either of those?
It's the repair and rehab of the bridge. It's the fender system, the seawall stabilization. We're doing some different parts of the seawall stabilizing and then kind of doing a new seawall on the other parts that are a little older and starting to fall in. It's really come from damage from Sally, but it's really been over the years. It's just time to replace that.
Okay. And so there are going to be intermittent lane restrictions on Navarre Causeway for what? Weeks, months, what are we looking at?
Yeah, I would say for weeks and see how the project goes.
Okay.
We talked another one on East Spencerfield Road. That's a repaving, resurfacing, so we should be done with it fairly shortly, but we did start that at the end of last week, and now it'll be some intermittent one-lane movement of traffic for that, finish that project.
Very good. Brad Baker, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, as always, thank you for the information. Thanks for sharing it with us after we have the committee meeting. If anybody wants to protest or wants to ask more questions, Thursday is the voting meeting. You can show up to that. Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator, thanks for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Take care.